KWOS High School Basketball. Join us all season long with Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, and the Falcons on 104.5 KWOS High School Basketball, brought to you by Jefferson Bank and Mid-America Bank. Keep it here all season long, High School Basketball on 104.5 KWOS.
From the Falcon Athletic Complex, it's Class 4 sectional basketball action tonight on KWOS as the Blair Oaks Falcons meet the Bison from Buffalo High School. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox, district title for these Blair Oaks Falcons. On Saturday in Owensville, they defeated the St. James Tigers by a score of 61-29 for the Buffalo Bison. They advanced to this sectional basketball game with a victory Saturday afternoon down at School of the Osage as they beat the Indians by a score of 71-57. David, the Blair Oaks Falcons come in with a mark of 22-4 on the season. Buffalo is 19-9. Buffalo around the Springfield area, they're playing very good basketball.
Yeah, anybody, Kevin, at this point in time, is still playing basketball across the state of Missouri, is doing things well. This Buffalo basketball team obviously has put some wins together, winning a district championship last week. I think one of the unique things about tonight's basketball game, these two teams have not played, but Blair Oaks is definitely familiar, having certainly played many of the teams in that district that Buffalo won last week. So certainly I think the advantage probably goes to the Falcons on having a pretty good knowledge of this basketball team from Southwest Missouri.
Yeah, a lot of people believe this may be the first meeting on the basketball floor between these two schools here this evening.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's a great thing about high school sports and postseason play. This probably would never happen unless that matchup occurred tonight.
Let's take a look at both of these basketball schools. First of all, the Buffalo Bison, three state titles for them. They won in 1949, back in 1964, and again in 1965. They've made six trips to the Final Four. The Blair Oaks Falcons, a state title in 2001, three trips to the Final Four for the Blair Oaks Falcons. David, you take a look at the bracket. Only 16 teams left, as there are 16 districts, and everybody had a district title win either on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday last week to advance to get on to the bracket in Class 4. And you take a look at some of the basketball teams, and of course, everybody good at this stage of the season, but you have the Vashon Wolverines up in the bracket top where the Blair Oaks Falcons are. Father Tolton's on the opposite side, and it's kind of interesting. They're only about 35 miles apart, and yet they're on different sides of the bracket.
Yeah, it is interesting, and to your point, you know, more than anything, we talk about it, it seems like every broadcast, Kevin, we're having a postseason. I mean, it was almost a year ago, I think, this weekend that you and I were in small gymnasiums down in the Springfield area, and obviously the doors were closed shortly after that. So just getting to this point in time certainly is great, getting a district championship. You look at the goals and aspirations of teams, programs, coaches, getting that district title certainly is included in that. But certainly for these Blair Oaks Falcons, it's more than that. And this is just the next step. As you mentioned, there are some really good games to look forward to down the road. You and I can talk about that, but I guarantee Ryan Fick, his staff, and these Blair Oaks Falcons just have one thing and one thing only on their mind, and that's the Buffalo Bisons here tonight.
Yeah, win in advance. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
It is simple as that. That's the only thing. And you know what? Too many teams, too many folks have looked beyond, and I think, again, we talk about the experience of this Blair Oaks Falcons team. Unbelievably well coached, and I got a pretty good feeling Coach Fix got their attention and have these guys focused on what's at hand tonight.
All right, the winner of this basketball game meets the winner of tonight's basketball game between Ava and East Newton. East Newton is 25-2 on the season. Ava is 23-5. Also up in the top half of the bracket, Buffalo and Blair Oaks, obviously, Roosevelt out of St. Louis and Vashon, Central Park Hills, and New Madrid County Central. Bottom half of the bracket, Westminster Christian Academy, Lutheran St. Charles, Montgomery County, Father Tolton, Barstow, St. Michael the Archangel, Pembroke Hill, and Richmond. Everybody playing tonight. Everybody scheduled to tip off at 6 o'clock. Winners advance to the state quarterfinals, which will be on Friday. All four of those games scheduled to start at 6 o'clock. The Jefferson City Jays are in action as well tonight in sectional action in Class 6. They are down in Waynesville to take on the Waynesville Tigers. Jays coming off a great victory, 65-63, at the Rankers Fieldhouse as they defeated the Hawaii Crusaders on Friday night to capture the district crown. And, of course, the Waynesville Tigers come in having won their district. They are 14-11 on the season. That ought to be a good basketball game tonight down in Waynesville. And, obviously, the winner advances to the quarterfinals on Friday.
Yeah, win in advance, Kevin. Exactly right. Interesting, I think Jeff City and Waynesville were to play earlier this basketball season because of, I think, maybe weather. To be honest with you, I'm not sure, but could never reconnect. So I know these two teams have played in the past and anticipate a great matchup. And, Kevin, you kind of went through the bracket, Class 4 and Class 6 and what have you. Certainly got some eyes down in Waynesville tonight, and we'll be providing our listeners with updates when we get them from all across the state of Missouri. Try to keep people informed.
As we mentioned, Blair Oaks won the district title in Owensville on a broadcast right here on KWOS Saturday afternoon as they defeated the St. James Tigers by a score of 61-39. 10-point lead for the Falcons at the half, David, at 28-18. Then they outscored the Tigers 33-11 in the second half to win the ball game by a score, as we mentioned, 61-29. Jake Closher had 4 threes and 21 points in the district title win.
Fantastic. And again, you scoring from somebody not named Northweather and Cushion, you know, and I think that's a really positive for these Royals Falcons. Talking to you after that call on Saturday, it sounds like it was an extremely physical basketball game, and St. James did a really nice job really collapsing on Luke Northweather and making sure that he earned everything that he got and still had 20 points, if I'm not mistaken. But again, somebody else steps up on the offensive end, and it's just one of those great things about this Falcon basketball team. When one team does something specific to take maybe a player or two away, other fellows throughout the course of this season have stepped up, picked up the slack.
As you mentioned, Luke Northweather with 20. Closher, as we said, had 21. Quinn Cushion was 6 in the basketball game. Bryson Jeffries had 5. Zach Kerrigan off the bench had 4. 3 for Carson Pringer. 2 in the basketball game for Dylan Hare. And that score sheet now will go in the record book, and we'll head to this ball game tonight between Buffalo and the Blair Oaks Falcons. Falcons come in, first of all, undefeated at home on the season. And the second thing is they're riding a 7-game winning streak.
Two great things. And, Kevin, I don't know if they lost a game last year, at this facility. Tough place to play, Kevin, certainly. Central Missouri basketball. Very competitive. I always talk about Coach Vic. Schedule's up. He's played an extremely competitive schedule for where we're at. You know, he's prepared his kids for what's to come. And tonight, the Buffalo Bisons are here. And Kevin, as we're about 7 minutes away from tip, got a nice crowd and a lot of green in this field house tonight.
David, let's spend a moment and talk about Falcon defense, because 4 of the last 5 opponents have scored 40 points or less against Blair Oaks.
You know, and I think people, certainly around here, and we've covered Blair Oaks, and I think a lot of folks think Luke Northweather, Quinn Cushion, all the firepower offensively that Blair Oaks has, and make no mistake, they do. But I tell you what, I think this basketball team thrives on pressure defense, and we saw the last broadcast here a week or so ago, just their ability to turn people over, and just how quick they score. They've got 3-point weapons, certainly with Luke. Not only Luke, other players that can score inside the paint, but I think this is a basketball team, and if you talk to Coach Ryan Fick, I think that's one of the things he prides himself on, and this team is defensive pressure, defensive intensity, and I think that's kind of what gets them going.
As we mentioned, Buffalo 19-9 on the season. They lost 3 of their last 4 games heading into districts, but they've lost to good basketball teams this year. Lost to Spokane, who was 17-9. Skyline was 23-4. Ava 23-5, and Lockwood is 23-2 in districts. They beat Eldon by a score of 68-61, and then, as we mentioned, beat Osage for the district title, 71-57. I know you don't like to compare scores very much, but again, those two teams that Buffalo beat in the district are Tri-County Conference teams, so obviously the Blair Oaks Falcons played them during the regular season. So again, Buffalo beat Eldon 68-61. The Falcons beat Eldon 81-37. And then they beat Osage for the district title 71-57. The Falcons beat Osage earlier in the season 90-48.
You know, as you scout, as you prepare your basketball team to play its next opponent, part of the scouting process is trying to find opponents that the team, Buffalo, has played that are similar and or that you know. And again, advantage, I think, here, Blair Oaks, two of two teams, as you mentioned, Tri-County Conference, this Buffalo team beat last week. So I just think that helps with the preparation a little bit, makes it a little easier to scout, get your kids' attention as far as personnel and those type of things. And again, I think that's a huge advantage for Blair Oaks tonight.
Falcons come in averaging 71.5 points a basketball game on offense, giving up 51.7 points a basketball game on defense. So that's a difference of almost 20 points a basketball game for Buffalo. They average just under 62 points a basketball game, giving up just under 56 points a basketball game.
Yeah, we'll see how that that holds out tonight, Kevin. Again, this Blair Oaks Falcons basketball team is explosive, and I know we're going to talk about keys to the game, and I think they're going to be very consistent, and that is dictate tempo, style, and intensity from the tip.
All right, let's take a look at your starting lineups, and then we'll take our break, and we'll come back with David's keys for the basketball game for both of these teams. First of all, for the Blair Oaks Falcons tonight in the backcourt, it'll be Jake Closser. He's a senior at 5'8", again, 21 points on Saturday in the victory over the St. James Tigers. Also in the backcourt, Quinn Cushion, a junior at 6'1". Up front, Carson Pringer, a senior at 6'2". Bryson Jeffries, a junior at 6', and Luke Northwether, a junior at 6'9". Pringer, Northwether, Jeffries, Closser, and Cushion, the starting five tonight for the 22-4 Blair Oaks Falcons, coached by Ryan Fick. For the Buffalo Bison, they will have a three-guard offense. In the backcourt, it is Bodie Abraham, a senior at 6', Dominic Miller, a senior at 6'1", and Jamin Smith, a senior at 6'. Up front, Joseph Perenik. Perenik is a sophomore. He's their tallest player in the starting lineup. He goes 6'4", and the other forward is Ober Neuberfer. He is a junior at 5'11". Pierce Ober Neuberfer, a junior at 5'11". Joseph Perenik, a sophomore at 6'4", up front. Jamin Smith, a senior at 6'. Bodie Abraham, a senior at 6', and Dominic Miller, a senior at 6'1", the starting lineup for the Buffalo Bison. They have three players in double figures coming into this basketball game tonight. If I can relocate my stat sheet, and where is it? There it is. Jamin Smith averages 14 points a basketball game. Bodie Abraham averaging about 13.5. And then Pierce Ober Neuberfer is averaging 10.3 points per basketball game. Dominic Miller, just under 10 at 9 per contest. And Joseph Perenik at 8.3. It's the Blair Oaks Falcons against the Buffalo Bison. We're back with more from the Falcon Athletic Complex after this one-minute timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what's possible, to support ideas of all shapes and businesses of all sizes, to bring the power of banking to your doorstep and in the palm of your hand with online tools to keep your cash flow in line, turning lines of credit into lines of customers. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood and Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making decisions locally.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to the Falcon Athletic Complex. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. David, during basketball season, we're so used to walking into the gym with a heavy coat on and it being about 15 degrees outside. It's got to be in the lower 70s, and boy, it's awful warm in here for a basketball game tonight, isn't it?
It is. It reminds me of the summer. You wonder if the floor is going to sweat. So, but beautiful outside. It's definitely beautiful in here. And, Kevin, I think for us Blair Oaks Falcons, it's the next step in the process.
All right, for the Buffalo Bison, give me a couple of keys for them tonight.
I know they've scouted Blair Oaks. I think the first thing, you know, they're talking about handling Luth Northwether, what have you, but I'm going to say they also better take care of the basketball. This Blair Oaks Falcon team, the pressure defense, doesn't make any difference what you do on the half court if you can't take care of the basketball.
They do have experience with three senior guards in the backcourt.
And we'll be watching that very carefully. And that's just part of it. Then at the same time, you've got to execute in the half court. Luke Northwether with his presence in the paint, shot blocking ability, along with that great defensive intensity. It'd be really interesting, especially early on, just to see how this plays out.
All right, the Buffalo Bison come into the basketball game with a mark of 19-9. We'll get one or two keys from Coach Fox regarding the Blair Oaks Falcons after our national anthem. National anthem from the Falcon Athletic Complex. We got a couple of keys as far as the Buffalo Bison is concerned in this ball game tonight from Coach Fox. What about the Falcons?
Be Blair Oaks Falcon. Play Blair Oaks Falcons basketball. Simple as that. You know, as a coach, you're concerned. You're a little guarded. Again, you're talking about a team that, you know, on paper, how you feel. Feel like you'll be successful, and but you know what? You still got to play. I have no idea what we're going to see from Buffalo defensively, but again, I think this Falcon team is prepared for what's to come, and getting out of the gate, controlling tempo, that defensive intensity, I think, is really key, especially early in this basketball game.
As we've seen throughout the season, height advantage to the Falcons tonight.
No question, and you know, Kevin, that's kind of a given. know, it's just one of those things that I know we don't talk a lot about just because we know, and it's and so do the opponents and everybody that plays against Blair Oaks, and certainly it'll be something we'll watch tonight.
Over Newferman and Herenig in the key against Northweather. Yeah. Along with Jeffries and Pringer.
Well, we talked after Saturday's game, Kevin. You said it was an extremely physical game, yet it was consistent throughout the game. As always, I make comments. You just don't know what you're going to get and or how the game is going to be called, and you've got to be able to adjust to the way the game is being played, whether it's being played physical or, you know what, if they're calling it really tight. So I think that's another thing we'll be watching, especially with the bigs early on.
That's kind of that thing we talk about as far as recognition is concerned. That's 100%. All part of the recognition, isn't it?
And I like the experience of Blair Oaks with that. A lot of times you have younger kids, you talk about good experience. Buffalo, kids have to adapt, and that's one of the things that we'll be watching as well.
Herenig, he looks almost as tall as Northweather. He does not look 6'4", does he?
No, he's a good-looking athlete, definitely.
Sophomore, they have him listed at 6'4", so we'll go with that. He's at center court along with Northweather, and the tip is controlled by the Blair Oaks Falcons. We're underway, sectional basketball right here on KWOS. Left side, Cushion has it, top of the key to Northweather. Puts it on the floor, hands it off, and it's Closer between the circles. Left side, it goes to Cushion. Looked inside the cutter, Northweather down low, wasn't open, held the ball and tried to throw it outside, and it's deflected, stolen away, back the other way, Miller with the layup, good.
Well, if you're Buffalo, that's a great start. You're Ryan Fick and Blair Oaks, that's not what you wanted to see. Careless turnover, first possession by the Falcons.
Jamin Miller with the first 2 points in the basketball game. Top of the key, Jeffries dumps it down, Northweather catches, banks it home, we're tied at two. Nice pass from the foul line down low to Northweather. Caught it, turned, lays it up off the glass, and it's two all. And some pressure in the backcourt from the Falcons across the timeline. Miller gets it in the corner to Jamin Smith right in front of the Falcon bench on the left side. Right-hand dribble. Pick set by Herenig. He releases. Not open. Continuing with the dribble in the lane is Smith. Kicks it back up top to Miller. Between the circles with the basketball. That is Ober Newferman. He gets it back out, resets the offense as he backs out, and that's Jamin Smith. 6:49 left to go in the opening quarter. We are tied at two. The bucket off the steal by Smith to lead the scoring in this basketball game for Buffalo, tying it on the layup off the window was Northweather. And now with the basketball is Bodie Abraham. Changes hands, comes down the lane, kicks it out to Smith. Smith up top. And it is Ober Neuferman. Back up top now. They get it between the circles with the basketball cutting to the left. Jamin Smith lost the handle, got it back, feeds it in the corner. And Pierce Ober Neuferman can't shoot it, and he feeds it back up top. Very patient is the Buffalo Bison, and Jamin Smith, the top of the arc between the circles, but great defense by the Falcons as well.
Kevin, we're over a minute in this possession. And Buffalo, I think we can see, we talked about styles and things early on in this basketball game, and they are going to really control the pace of this game. I mean, Kevin, they're pulling it back out and holding it for, you know, 10, 12 seconds before they actually even consider initiating any offense.
And now a foul. Trying to drive with the basketball was Dominic Miller. The foul will be called on Bryson Jeffries. Buffalo Bison coming all out at the three-point arc and beyond. No one in the paint.
Yeah, and you talked about, I think the strength of this team is their perimeter, their guards. You talked about three experienced guards, and you're seeing that early on. Certainly from a coaching standpoint, utilizing that strength against the Falcons.
Pierce over Neuferman for three off the back of the iron. No good. Perenik, though, gets the rebound. It stays with Buffalo. With the basketball is Bodie Abraham. Cuts to his left, comes to the foul line. Ball stripped away. Loose ball picked up in the lane by Bryson Jeffries. Hands it off to Clauser. Quick pass to Cushion. Baseline goes to the corner. Now up top to Northweather. Back to Cushion for three. Off the iron, no good. Bryson Jeffries gets the rebound off the back of the iron. Feeds it in the corner to Clauser. Back up top between the circles to Northweather. Slides to the right side with the dribble. Cuts left to the wing. Back up to Bryson Jeffries. All alone left side. Pass goes to Quinn Cushion, and he knocks down the three.
Big bucket. Quinn kind of had a tough shooting night on Saturday. Kevin, that's sure good to see Quinn Cushion with the three early on.
Abraham penetrating on the dribble drive, tried to feed it in the corner to Ober Neuferman, and it's deflected out of bounds, but it stays with the Bison with 4:55 left to go in the opening quarter. 5-2 lead for the Blair Oaks Falcons. Inbound to get Smith, lobs it up top, caught by Abraham. Quickly goes to Miller, now to Ober Neuferman. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Gets to the foul line, kicks it out over the left hash mark. It goes to Smith. Smith around a pick set by Horenic. Feeds it in the corner. Ober Neuferman goes baseline, puts up a shot. Blocked! I mean, it left his hand. It got smacked down to the floor by Luke Northweather. Loose ball picked up by Pringer. Leads Cushion off the glass at the other end. No good. Rebound Bryson Jeffries. Gets it to Northweather and the one-hand jam.
What a play. What action, Kevin. Oh, my.
Bounce pass, baseline, a foot out of bounds for Pierce Ober Neuferman for Buffalo, and he is ruled out of bounds. It is a 7-0 run for the Falcons and a timeout for the Buffalo Bison with 4:21 left to go in the opening quarter.
It started with a spike by Luke Northweather. Kevin, that block shot went straight down. And what an unbelievable offensive rebound by Bryson Jeffries. And then to find Luke cutting down the lane. Beautiful action, beautiful play by the Blair Oaks Falcons. And after somewhat of a really patient, controlling start by that Buffalo Bison team, probably going to have to play offense now, down 7-2 with 4:21 remaining in the first quarter. Great start by the Falcons.
He blocked that shot so hard, I thought he left a dent in the floor.
Amazing. I mean, it was amazing.
That thing bounced almost up to his shoulders, didn't it?
Straight down. Yeah, there was no foul, folks. There was no foul whatsoever. Just an absolutely remarkable play.
And off the timeout, Falcons inbound it. We're back underway. Clauser across the timeline. 7-2 lead for the Falcons early on. Hands it off to Cushion. Lobs it to Northweather. Back to Cushion. Has a good look for three. It's on the way. A little bit long off the back of the iron. Long rebound. Cushion tips it to Northweather. Baseline. Moves it against Miller. Puts up the shot. Lays on the iron. Tip follow. No good. Gets a second effort. It lays on the iron. No good. Gets the rebound again and a whistle and a foul.
No answer for Luke Northweather, Kevin. The Bison's working really hard. That time, Luke, nice move off the baseline. It's triple team, three players, and Luke still able to get two offensive rebounds. I guess the foul was on the floor. I thought he might have been in the act of shooting, but I guess he was on the floor when that foul occurred.
They inbound it, and it's Clauser. Top of the key to Bryson Jeffries. Swings it around left side to Carson Pringer. 3:50 left to go in the opening quarter. Nice cutter. Clauser down the lane. Off the glass. Good. And he's fouled. A chance for the three-point play. What a cut, top of the key. Getting it, Clauser on the run. off the glass, hesitated for just a second on the back of the iron, dropped down, has a chance for the three-point play. Cameron Portis, who just checked into the basketball game for Dominic Miller for Buffalo, picks up the foul. Had a chance for a three-point play for Closser, and it's away and good.
Kevin,
and so now it's a 10-0 run, David.
I'm sorry, Kevin, absolutely. And now made free throw. We got an opportunity here for Blair Oaks to set up their press.
Bryson Jeffries checks out into the basketball game as Dylan Hare for the Falcons. Across the timeline with it is Smith. Feeds it to Obernuferman. Back up top to Smith. Smith will work against Dylan Hare. Dumps it down low. And that is Portis. Tried to get it to Obernuferman. And he lost it. But baseline picked it up on the other side of the floor was Bodie Abraham. And he goes to the bucket off the glass and good. 10-4, turning it over on the dribble. Falcons with the turnover, and the Buffalo Bison get it back, and they tried to inbound it to Smith. He fell down. Loose basketball picked up by Carson Pringer. He has it top of the key, feeds it right side to Closser, dumps it down, backing in, spinning right, going left, jump hook away, and good. Guess who? Luke Northweather in the paint got six.
Got to do something different, do the Buffalo Bisons.
Abraham cuts to his right, goes down the lane, a whistle and a foul on the move. Didn't think it was on Northweather. Yeah. It is on Quinn Cushion. More toward the top of the key was the foul than when he went down and tried to go one-on-one against Northweather.
It's also credit to Blair Oaks Falcons, the other players on that team. They realize Luke's got a mismatch. Buffalo right now really having a tough time defending, but the Falcons are getting him the ball, Kevin. They realize that. Good patience, good execution in the half-court offense by the Falcons early on.
Abraham made the first, sends the next one good. He has four in the basketball game. And it's a 12-6 lead for Blair Oaks with 2:55 left to go in the opening quarter. All right, they'll move it right sideline. It goes to Northweather up top with it. Quinn Cushing gets around his man, floaters away with the right hand. Go the iron, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Smith. Smith pivots, dishes it off to Abraham. Now in the corner, Obernuferman for three, and it's good. Pierce Obernuferman with his first points in the basketball game. Just like that, the lead is three now, 12-9 Falcons. Closser across the timeline, gets it to Northweather at the left wing. Ball fake, feeds it behind him to Cushion, back to Northweather. Northweather pulls up, he's going to launch a long three. It's off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Smith for Buffalo. He brings it up the floor, gets it to Obernuferman in the corner. To Portis, back up top, and they'll set it with Smith between the circles. 2:05 left to go in the opening quarter. 12-9 in favor of the Falcons. Right wing can't shoot. Smith back up to Bodie Abraham. Crossover dribble. Works to the wing. Gets around his man. Layup is good. Nice move by Bodie Abraham. He's got six.
Defensive pressure that time. Kind of exposed by the Falcons. Couple nice possessions by Buffalo here, cutting the lead to one.
1:45 left to go in the opening quarter. 12-11. Blair Oaks with the lead. Cushion, three-point arc right side. Looks down low. Lobs it. Leads Northweather. Caught it. Puts it up and in. Almost swatted away from him. But they were able to lob it in and thread the needle. Now a baseball pass. Obernuferman with the layup. It's good.
Coach Ryan Fick is not happy with that at all. It's two possessions here in the last couple of minutes. Blair Oaks has not gotten back on defense. Kevin, that was too easy.
Long pass and an easy layup for Obernuferman. They dump it down. Northweather low in the block, left of the key, kicks it back out to Closser. He drives. Underhand feed to Hare, who lays it up and in. The penetration by Closser. The dish. Hare with the finish off the window. His first 2-3-point lead for the Falcons with a minute left to go in the opening quarter. Portis between the circles. He gives it to Smith. Smith will reset it with 55 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Koretic comes up top, comes through the key. Smith keeps the basketball on the dribble right in the middle of the floor. Pringer gives him a little room as the clock continues to run. We're down to 40 seconds left to go in the opening quarter as he slides to the left side, still with the dribble. Pringer's still going to give him some room. He hasn't stepped inside where they would start that five-second count, so they'll watch the clock together. Now down to a half a minute left to go in the opening quarter. Now Pringer comes closer to Smith. Smith cuts to his left on the left-hand dribble. Still has the basketball. Dumps it down to Portis off of his hands. Baseline throws it off of Northweather as he goes out of bounds, so it stays with Buffalo with 18 seconds left to go in the opening quarter of play.
Good heads-up play that time. Might have a chance to get a turnover, head the other way, but good heads-up play that time by the Bisons.
Jaron Smith checking into the basketball game along with Dominic Miller. They get it to Smith just inside the foul line. Bounce pass. Cody Abraham tried to go down. Ball stripped away on the way up by Dylan Hare. Whistle. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Bison as it was knocked out of Hare's hands by Abraham. And so with 9 seconds left to go in the opening quarter, Falcons will inbound it, leading by three. Crossing half court, that is Harrigan. Gets it to Northweather. He's called for double dribble. And so with 4 seconds left to go in the opening quarter, Buffalo will get it back, trailing by three, 16-13. They inbound it to Smith. Smith to the right wing. Nice feed underneath, off the glass, and good at the buzzer. Off balance, Smith not able to shoot it. Threw it in the lane where it was caught by Jaron Smith, who lays it up and in, and a good finish for the Buffalo Bison in the quarter. And it's a one-point lead after the first 8 minutes of tonight's basketball game. It is the Blair Oaks Falcons 16, the Buffalo Bison 15. And Falcons basketball on KWOS returns after this one-minute timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back to the Falcon Athletic Complex. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. David, starting the second quarter, the Buffalo Bison with five guards out on the floor.
Yes, and actually they went to that about the halfway point in the first quarter, really spreading Blair Oaks out. And, Kevin, they've had success getting back in this game.
A steal near half court by Dylan Hare, and he tries to drive at the other end of the floor, and Cameron Portis with the reach-in foul in the act of shooting, so Hare will go to the line for two. 16-15 Falcons after one. Luke Northweather with eight to lead the way. First one by Hare is good. So, again, Northweather with eight in the first quarter. Three from Closser. Jake Closser had three. Quinn Cushion with three. Two for Dylan Hare. Make it four now as he makes two from the foul line. The lead is three at 18-15. For the Buffalo Bison, Bodie Abraham with six to lead the way. Pierce Obernuferman with five, and a shot from the top of the key from three is good by Dominic Miller. Miller with his first points in the basketball game, and it's a tie contest at 18. Reverse layup off the glass is no good, and Buffalo gets the rebound, and they start back. Abraham with the three off the iron, no good. Northweather gets the rebound, kicks it up the floor. It's caught, and that's Harrigan off the glass, no good. Whistle and a foul call.
Kevin, with this five-out, five-guard offense for the Buffalo Bisons, it's really, really putting some pressure on guys like Luke Northweather and having to go out and guard on the perimeter. Buffalo's doing a nice job getting downhill, getting to the rim, but you know what? Luke's having to go out to the perimeter to defend, taking his presence in the paint away. And Kevin Smith for Buffalo, what a nice-looking point guard, man. He is running the floor. You can tell he's got great experience, kind of the quarterback, the floor general on this basketball team. He's been a huge factor so far early in this game.
Harrigan missed the first, got the second. His first point in the basketball game. It breaks the 18-all tie. 19-18 Falcons with 7 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the first half. Smith left wing, hands it off baseline. Abraham lost his balance, threw it back in, and it's picked off by the Falcons, and they start back. Here in the corner, up to Closser, head and shoulder fake, gets it to Pringer. He comes down the lane, nice bounce pass down to Hare. It's blocked on the way up with the shot. Back the other way, Miller to Ofer Newferman, and his shot is blocked. from behind by Luke Northwether. He didn't see him at all, and he blocks the shot. Ball picked up by the Falcons. Baseline, Pringer, banker, no good. It tips up to the top of the key, and Closser has it to Northwether, to Closser. Shot is blocked. It goes out of bounds. It will stay with the Falcons with 6:29 left to go in the first half.
Kevin, great back-and-forth action in this basketball game. Both teams playing well on the offensive end. Hey, I've got an update from Waynesville into the first quarter. Jefferson City 9, Waynesville 8.
Lob up top, caught by Hare. Puts it on the floor, now feeds it right sideline to Closser. Top of the key, now Cushion. Head and shoulder fake. He falls to the floor. Ball is loose, and it will be a jump ball, alternate possession. It'll stay with the Falcons. Tried to cut to the right, fell to the floor, and then he was tied up, but the Falcons will keep the basketball in the alternate possession.
Yeah, that's one of those 50-50. Could have been just as easily a foul, but didn't get the call.
Closser right of the bucket with 6:21 left to go in the first half. Dumps it down low. Open. Cushion lays it up and in.
Nice execution. Good set.
Kind of a screen by Luke Northwether down in the block. And Cushion to his left caught it, laid it up and in. 5 in a ball game for Quinn Cushion. The lead is 3. Smith on the drive to the top of the key. Cut off there by Pringer. Continues on. Bounce pass down low to Abraham, who lays it up and in.
And again, Kevin Smith does just a fantastic job. Nothing flashy. Just extremely solid. Breaking the Blair Oaks perimeter defense and down and finding the open man.
They dump it down to Northwether. Push-off is going to be called against Dominic Miller. That bucket by Bodie Abraham gives him 8 in the basketball game. It closes the gap to just a 1-point lead for the Falcons at 21-20. Bryson Jeffries checks in for the Falcons. Out will come Carson Pringer. Substitution as well as Jaron Smith checks out for the Buffalo Bison. And back into the ballgame is Joseph Ferenc. They dump it down. Caught by Northwether. Gets it right back to Closser. Off the glass and good. Closser inbounded it to Northwether. He got it right back from Northwether. Put it off the glass. And he's got 5 in the ballgame. Nice backdoor cut. And the layup, as it was caught up from Smith to Miller. And Miller with the layup has 5 in the basketball game. Great cut. 23-22. Northwether left wing. Lobs it up to Quinn Cushion. He comes to the foul line. Pull up jumper. Good. 7 in the ball game for Quinn Cushion. 25-22 in favor of the Falcons. Smith back the other way for Buffalo. Crosses. Hands with the dribble. Lost it. Hare picked his pocket. Dylan Hare back the other way. One-on-one against Smith. Cuts inside. Finger roll lays on the iron. No good. Ball tipped to the corner. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Buffalo. You talk about a great move. Pulling it up off the dribble, and he cut to his right to get inside of the defender was Dylan Hare. Tough shooting luck, rolled the iron, wouldn't drop for him on a great move.
Well, ball stays with Blair Oaks. First time, really, Kevin, Blair Oaks' pressure's kind of gotten to Buffalo. It's one of those things we talked in pregame. Could Blair Oaks' pressure and what they do defensively, hurrying Buffalo up, cause problems? Up to this point in time in the game, it has not. Nice to see that last possession. Hare with a nice steal.
Northwether to Closser on the right sideline. Picked up by Smith. Comes to the right wing. Tried to throw it across. Coming to the bucket from the baseline on the left side was Dylan Hare. Ball too high. Whistles out of bounds. Turnover. And back comes Buffalo. 4:46 left to go in the first half. Carson Pringer to the scorer's table for Ryan Fix, Blair Oaks Falcons. 25-22, Falcons by 3. Smith walks it across the timeline to the left hash mark. He's watched by Dylan Hare. He'll cut to the right, to the top of the key, pulls up the dribble, looks for help, gets it from Horenic up top to Ober-Neuferman. Puts it on the floor with the left-hand dribble. The leaner shot blocked on the way up. Luke Northwether with another block. Loose ball picked up by Closser. Cross-court feed to Harrigan. Lays it up and in with the left hand.
All started by Luke Northwether. Again, presence in the paint. Nice block. Great pass. Nolan Hare. A great finish.
Abraham, top of the key, feeds it to Smith. Dumps it down low to Horenic. Horenic put it on the floor. Ball stripped away from him. Loose ball picked up by Closser. Lead pass. Harrigan layup. No good. Off the glass. Whistle a foul. It'll go against Dominic Miller.
And transition going, Kevin. Finally, Blair Oaks doing a good job on the defensive end. Luke with a couple block shots. Great defense that time by Jake Closser. As we've seen all year, man, they can turn defense into offense with the best of anybody. And we've seen it here the last couple possessions by the Falcons.
First one from Harrigan is good. Zach Harrigan now with 4 in the basketball game. Carson Pringer checks in. Dylan Hare will check out, a substitution as well for the Buffalo Bison is back into the basketball game is Cameron Portis. Portis, a junior at 5'11". The lead, 6. Make it 7. Hitting the front of the iron and dropping through. Harrigan makes them both. He's got 5 in the basketball game. The lead is 7 for the Falcons with 3:50 left to go in the first half. Blair Oaks 29, Buffalo 22. Sectional basketball action in Class 4 from the Falcon Athletic Complex right here on KWOS. I'm Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. All right, up front with the basketball at the top of the key. That is Smith. He'll reset the offense for the Bison. He'll slide to the right side, coming all the way out to defend Northweather. Up top, the pass goes to Portis. In the corner to Abraham. Puts it on the floor, drives, puts up a shot. Good. Nice leaner as he drove baseline on the right side. And Bodie Abraham with a 10-point first half for the Bison. The lead is 5 at 29-24. Northweather leans as he gets the pass at the three-point arc. Can't shoot, gets it back out to Harrigan. Harrigan from the foul line, back out to Northweather. Head and shoulder fake, goes into the key, kicks it back out to Cushion for 3. It's off the iron, no good. And he tried to follow his shot, but Porta stepped in front of it and picked up the loose basketball. Gives it to Smith at the other end. Smith, top of the key, hesitates, pull-up jumper, right wing, good.
Tough stuff. Two tough moves by the Bisons. Smith that time. This basketball team, Kevin, even though Blair Oaks got out a little bit of a lead in the first quarter, the lead is, they're going to stick around. Very impressed by this Buffalo basketball team early on.
Cushion, leaner, no good on the baseline. Tip, saved by Northweather. Turnaround, off the glass and good. He tipped it, controlled it, back to the basket, turned to his right, knocked it off the window. He's got 10. Here's Bodie Abraham back the other way. Shot is no good as there was contact, and then he can't save it from going out of bounds. They call him for traveling. And it will be Falcon basketball, 31-26. Try to go baseline against Luke Northweather.
More than that, Kevin, a little more concerning is how quick they're getting the ball up the floor. I mean, Blair Oaks, again, is not getting back. Defensive transition is really slow tonight. Buffalo's really exposing it, getting some easy buckets tonight.
Closser dumps it to Northweather, back to the basket from the foul line. They go baseline with a pass to Harrigan, up top to Northweather. Leans with the right foot. Doesn't put it on the floor, doesn't shoot it, goes to Quinn Cushion. Pick set by Northweather. Cushion to the foul line, back out to Northweather. Puts it on the floor, steps back out to the three-point arc. Now up top to Pringer, back to Northweather. Northweather will work against Horenick. In the corner, it goes to Pringer on the right side. He dribbles to the top of the key, gets it back up to Harrigan. Harrigan at the right wing, out to Northweather. Got a good look for 3. It scrapes the rim, no good. Portis gets the rebound, almost lost it. Trying to strip it from behind was Harrigan. And here comes Smith across the timeline for Buffalo. Ball tipped away from him, picked up by Portis. Bounce pass over, they'll work it to the right side. And it's Smith in the corner. Abraham catches 3 on the way. Off the iron, no good. And Luke Northweather with the rebound. Outlet to Quinn Cushion. 1:22 left to go in the first half. Blair Oaks 31, Buffalo 26. Cushion, right-hand dribble. Top of the key, comes down the right side of the lane. They'll feed it in the corner to Closser. Closser, left-hand dribble, comes to the wing. Now back out to the three-point arc. He'll reset it with a pass in the middle of the floor to Carson Pringer. Right side to Cushion with 1 even left to go in the first half. To Northweather at the top of the key. Left side, Closser. Closser looks inside to Harrigan. Harrigan, top of the key, looks inside, dumps it down to Northweather. He works against Horenick, leans, puts up the shot. No good, but a whistle and a foul called on Joseph Horenick. That'll be his 2nd in the basketball game.
Kevin, what a great possession offensively for the Falcons that time. Good patience, got the ball side to side, as we've seen so much. Luke started on the perimeter, worked his way down in the paint. Great patience, finally got a nice little high-low entry there to Luke Northweather.
First one circles the iron and is no good. Pierce over Newferman checks back into the basketball game. He replaces Cameron Portis. 17 fouls on Buffalo, just 2 fouls in the first half on the Blair Oaks Falcons. Northweather has 1 more coming. It's on the way, and this one's good. So he has 11 in the first half. He had 8 in the first quarter, 3 here in the second. The lead is 6 as Smith brings it across the timeline with 43 seconds left to go in the first half for Buffalo. Comes to the right wing. Bounce pass across to Horenick. Off the glass and good. Horenick about midway through on the left side of the lane. Waited for the penetration and the dribble drive that time by Smith. The dish off on the bounce pass. Horenick caught it, laid it up and in with the left hand. First 2 points of the basketball game for the 6'4 sophomore. We're down to 22 seconds left to go in a 4-point first half. Blair Oaks leads 32-28, and they've got the basketball. Cushion near half court. He's picked up defensively by Bodie Abraham. Lobs it middle of the floor, caught by Clauser. Foul line back to the basket, getting it now Northweather. Backdoor cut to Cushion. Cushion shot is no good, but he saves it on the baseline. Gets it up top and shoulder fake. And it's a shot that's up and good at the baseline at the buzzer by Zach Harrigan. So the shot was no good off the back of the iron, but the rebound came to Cushion. He found Harrigan low in the block, left of the key, got him a pass. He knocks it off the glass at the buzzer, and the Falcons will take a six-point lead into the locker room at the half. Class 4 sectional basketball action tonight from the Falcon Athletic Complex. Out at halftime, it's Blair Oaks 34, Buffalo 28. In high school basketball, Blair Oaks Falcons basketball on KWOS returns after this one-minute timeout.
The Hawthorne Bank family has always been our financial foundation.
Customers share how Hawthorne Bank's Jeff Carr can offer peace of mind advice.
I had some interruption in my revenue cycle. I went from having a very panicked phone call to Jeff to about 5 minutes later being totally at ease.
I was very overwhelmed. He made the process so much easier. He kind of took that fear away.
Life happens. You just try to be the calm voice in good and bad.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hawthorne Bank.
What is the best thing about Hawthorne Bank?
You're more than just a number or a bank account.
And they care. Having a banker that knows you, that knows your business, I mean, you can't even put a price on that.
They are genuinely interested in the community. It made me feel like I was going to have a partner in my business and not somebody that was just going to sit there and crunch the numbers.
This has just been an answer to prayer to be a part of this family that's the Hawthorne Bank family.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, Hawthorne Bank.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back to the Falcon Athletic Complex. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox at the half. It's a six-point lead for the Blair Oaks Falcons over the Buffalo Bison, 34-28. The Falcons outscored the Bison 16-15 in the first quarter, outscored them 18-13 in the second to lead by six at 34-28 at the half. Individual scoring, first of all, for the Blair Oaks Falcons. They get 11 in the first half from Luke Northweather. Quinn Cushion had seven, but how about this? Zach Harrigan off the bench with seven in the first half. Five in the first half for Jake Clauser off the bench. Dylan Hare with four. Again, Northweather leads the way with 11. For the Buffalo Bison, they get 10 in the first half from guard Bodie Abraham. Then it is Pierce Obernuferman with five. Dominic Miller with five. Jamin Smith with four. Jaron Smith has two. Joseph Perenick with two. 34-28 Falcons. We're back with more in 1 minute.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to the Falcon Athletic Complex. Kevin Kelly, along with David Fox, a six-point lead for the Falcons at the half at 34-28. Some general thoughts, first of all.
Very impressed by this Buffalo Bison basketball team, Kevin. We haven't had a chance to see him. It's hard to get video information sometimes. A lot of times we are able to, we just haven't. But guard play, you're talking about four, sometimes five guards on the floor for Buffalo. Look at some of the strengths we've seen with this Blair Oaks Falcons basketball team. Has been their pressure and what they've been able to do, not only full court but in the half court. Not an option tonight. I think Buffalo is beating Blair Oaks back down in transition. They're also breaking them down on the perimeter. But having said that, Blair Oaks still is having a lot of success on the offensive end. Anytime they go inside to Luke, who's got 11 here at halftime, still, once they get stops, Blair Oaks, as always, very good in transition. So don't know if we'll see some defensive changes maybe by Blair Oaks a little bit to see if they can kind of keep those perimeter players in front of them. Smith from Buffalo's is solid, a point guard that I think we've seen, certainly in Class 4, in quite some time, and just really impressed with Buffalo. And, Kevin, we got a ball game.
Tallest player on their team as far as starters is concerned is Joseph Heretic.
Yeah.
And he will start the second half with two fouls.
Yeah, and I think that favors Blair Oaks. And, you know, when Blair Oaks can get into their half-court stuff, Luke is drawing so much attention, especially when he's down in the block, and we're seeing some easy, you mentioned some great cuts, some easy baskets by those Falcons. Look to see if we might see that continued here in the second half. Kevin, while I got you here, I do have an update from Waynesville. Halftime score, Waynesville Tigers 31, the Jefferson City Jays 17. Halftime from Waynesville.
Winner of that basketball game will take on the winner of tonight's game at Springfield Kickapoo between the Nixa Eagles and the Springfield Kickapoo Chiefs. And that will be on Friday night, and that tip-off is scheduled for 6 o'clock. And both those teams, the Nixa Eagles as well as Springfield Kickapoo, having outstanding basketball seasons this year in Class 6. Yeah, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, David, with regards to the first half, is how about the fact that Zach Harrigan came off the bench and had 7 points in the first half for the Falcons.
Yes, and he brought energy, Kevin, both ends of the floor. Defensively, got some deflections, solid defense, but more than anything, got out in transition, got up and down the floor. And again, a lot of these buckets, the six-point lead, are the result of pretty good defense. Blair Oaks has done a nice job rebounding, creating offense from that defense. He's got to do a better job keeping these Bisons in front of them. And again, what, 6, maybe 8 points by Buffalo scored just by Blair Oaks not getting back on defense.
Pierce over Newferman with 5 in the basketball game. Bodie Abraham, when you take a look at it, really they play a four-guard offense. We talked about three guards plus Ober Newferman, but Ober Newferman is a guard as well, so they're playing a four-guard set, and Heretic basically the only frontline player, if you will, for the Buffalo Bison, and they started the second quarter with 5 guards in the basketball game.
And you know, we say they're talking about 5 guards. It's so much more than that. Kevin, they're spaced. They're a two-guard set, and again, they're forcing Blair Oaks to maybe play not so much with the perimeter players, they're used to that, but when you take Luke out of the paint and make him have to go guard on the perimeter, it creates advantages and also some disadvantages for the Falcons. And again, I talked a little bit a minute ago, you may not be surprised to see a defensive change, maybe some zone or something out of the Falcons to keep Luke, because when he's in the paint, he's done a great job. When it's blocking shots or rebounding, it's when he gets taken out of there because of that 4 or 5 guard offense. You got to respect them because they can all shoot it. Just put some pressure on you.
All right, what are you looking for Buffalo as far as changes and coming out here in the second half?
I think we've seen respect, number one. This basketball team is very well coached. Again, got some good senior leadership, great point guard, and obviously came in here. We talked about them not ever playing here, what have you, and there's no fear in this Buffalo Bison basketball team. And so now that obviously Blair Oaks has got a good feel for them, I think we're in for another really exciting and action-packed half.
What about the Falcons in the second half, David?
Yeah, you know, it's do a little bit of job defensively, I think. Luke Northweather with some post touches. You know, he's drawing all kinds of attention when that happens. Offensively, good things have happened for Blair Oaks, and let's see if we get Quinn Cushion to knock down a 3 or 2. He's kind of having some shooting woes here in the last couple games and getting back in rhythm a little bit and keep defending.
Did you find it interesting that a couple of times, several possessions in the first half of the basketball game defensively, that Eric Northweather came out of the paint, out to the three-point arc?
Yes, and they do, and it's kind of, I think, by design. They kind of create some two-game opportunities. We've seen, you know, give and go. We've seen some dribble handoffs, just trying to create some isolations. You know, when you bring Luke out there, and also we've seen Luke play in the high post area a lot, it also takes help defense away, and or you can see where the help defense is coming because you're facing the basket. It just creates an opportunity to maybe get a feel for what the defense is doing, which helps you obviously offensively make decisions.
34-28, Falcons have the six-point lead. Second half underway after this 30-second timeout.
The wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to the Falcon Athletic Complex. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. It will be Buffalo Bison basketball to start the second half. Falcons have the lead at 6 at 34-28, as David mentioned. 31-17, Waynesville leading Jefferson City at the half down in Waynesville in the Class 6 sectional basketball tonight. And we'll keep you up to date with that one as well. All right, we're back to action, and it's Smith with the basketball for Buffalo as we get ready to start the second half. He has it at the hash mark on the right side, dribbling the basketball, and he's going to just kind of play a little patient offense here. And the Falcons staying pretty much three guys out at the three-point arc line, two down in the paint, no one out even close to Smith, and he'll just sit there and dribble the basketball. And we'll see who blinks first, right?
You know, there's a lot of different thoughts on this, but now Blair Oaks has extended their pressure a little bit. We'll see if we get some offense here run by Buffalo.
Smith dumps it up top to Miller. Miller, backdoor pass to Smith. Smith back to Miller. Miller has a good look for three. It's a little bit short. It'll go out of bounds. So they ran 59 seconds off the clock. And the Falcons will get the basketball back with that six-point lead at 34-28.
And good defensive patience by the Falcons. You know, sometimes you can get caught off guard and try to do something that you don't normally do, but nice defensive possession that time by the Blair Oaks Falcons.
Cushion, top of the key, will be watched by Abraham. Dumps it down to Northweather. Pass over in the corner, deflected up and out of play by Smith. As soon as that ball went in the paint, Northweather got squeezed on a double team. Tried a touch pass out in the corner to Klauser. Was deflected out of play by Smith. It stays with the Falcons on the sideline in front of the student body. It will be Carson Pringer to pull the trigger. Gets it into Quinn Cushion in the corner. Cushion will bring it up the sidelines with the dribble to Pringer. Right back to Cushion on the sidelines. Miller's got the defense against Northweather. Tips it away from him. Picked up by Klauser, and Klauser travels with the basketball. So they tried to dump it up over Smith. He was able to deflect it away into the hands of Klauser, but Klauser at an awkward angle traveled with a basketball, and Buffalo back the other way.
And Luke's going to have to move around a little bit more. Buffalo's come out here the second half, we'll call it full front, real aggressive, and is getting some really good backside help, so wouldn't be surprised if Luke move around a little bit more, maybe play through the high post.
Abraham gets it out in the left corner to Smith, puts it on the floor. Smith at the left wing. Pull-up jumper is off the glass, spins out as it hits the front of the iron. Rebound, Luke Northweather for the Blair Oaks Falcons. Outlet to Klauser, quick touch pass. Cushion gets around his man, off the glass and good. Beat Bodie Abraham off the dribble. And it's 9 for Quinn Cushion. 8-point lead now for the Falcons at 36-28. Smith, left-hand dribble between the circles at the other end for Buffalo with 5:45 left to go in the third. Three-point arc, Abraham left-hand dribble, stutter step dribble to the top of the key where he hands it off to Smith. One hands a pass to Horenick, now to Ober Neuferman, and he tries to get it down to Horenick, and it's tipped away by Luke Northweather. He goes against Smith, and then Smith tries to take the ball away from him, and it is a foul called on Smith as cutting inside was Northweather, hit the floor on the contact. It's on the floor as far as the foul's concerned, so the Falcons will inbound it left of the bucket, but first a timeout with 5:31 left to go in the third quarter. Blair Oaks 36, Buffalo 28. Blair Oaks basketball on KWOS is back in 1 minute.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what matters, for new beginnings and new additions, for families that need a new addition. We empower our neighbors and are here to lend a hand. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making banking easier, providing products and services that make a difference to you, saving time while banking online. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood in Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back. Buffalo has the basketball off the timeout. Great passing by the Falcons. They get it down to Luke Northweather, who lays it up and in. Quick touch pass from the left corner. Kosher was involved in that. And with the bucket, Northweather now has 13 in the basketball game. Miller's three deep in the left corner is no good. And the Falcons get the loose basketball. 4:50 left to go in the third. The lead is 10. Biggest lead of the night for the Falcons at 38-28. Cushion, baseline, gets cut off underneath the basket. They weave it around. Now over to three-point arc on the right side. Northweather works against Abraham, comes to the right wing. He slaps the basketball away. Northweather reaches back, gets it, feeds it up top to Cushion, right back to Northweather. Leans, and now he'll launch a long three. It's off the iron, no good. Abraham with the rebound, leads a three-on-two break, comes down the left side to the bucket, shot off the glass and good. Abraham has 12 in the basketball game, and it's 38-30 in favor of the Falcons with 4:15 left to go in the third as Closser brings it across the timeline. Picked up defensively by Smith, pass to Pringer. They dump it down to Northweather, double team, turns, banks it, in and out, no good, got his own rebound, kisses it off the window, and this one drops. He's got 15.
That's good hustle play. Luke, the game has gotten physical with Luke Northweather, Kevin. We've seen it all year, and keeping his poise out there, trying to do his best to keep frustrated, but there's an awful lot of contact when Luke gets that basketball.
Smith will feed it to Miller between the circles. Buffalo with the basketball. Spin move by Abraham. Left wing to Hrenek. They get it up top to Smith with 3:33 left to go in the third quarter. 40-30. Blair Oaks has the lead. Smith tries to cut left, draws a double team, and a reach-in foul will be called on Bryson Jeffries, I believe.
Kevin, an observation. We talked about halftime adjustments, one for the Falcons. They're not extending their defensive pressure. They're guarding to the three-point line. Great move, trying to take away that dribble penetration so far. With 3:27 left to go, the Buffalo Bisons have only scored 2 points. Those 2 points came in transition. Half-court defense by the Falcons has been really good here in the third quarter.
Jeffries picking up that second foul for him in the ball game. He checks out. Back into the ball game is Dylan Hare coming down the lane. Portis off the glass and no good on the drive. Rebound Luke Northweather. Closser cross-court feed in the front court to Pringer. Dumps it down to Cushion low in the block right of the key. He'll bring it to the corner on the dribble. Now back up to the hash mark and Closser will reset the offense with three even left to go in the third. 40-30. Falcons by 10. Pringer top of the key. Cushion right side. Into the right corner goes to Closser. Beautiful lead pass to Northweather, who catches, lays it up and in. Great assist by Closser, the finish off the window. And 17 in the ballgame now for Northweather, and a drive at the other end. He went up against Northweather in the lane, and that was a bucket scored by Jamin Smith on the drive off the window. He's got six. 42-32 Falcons. They lob it down on the double team, and they're going to call him out of bounds.
We may have a foul over here. I think we may have a foul. Let's see here.
I think they're going to say that Northweather stepped out before the foul. They lobbed it down low. One official, I think you're right, had indicated that there was a foul. The other one said he stepped out of bounds, and it will be Buffalo Bison basketball with 2:31 left to go in the third.
I thought Ryan was calling, Coach Fick was calling a timeout. Interesting. We're heading the other way, Kevin.
Smith across the timeline, moves it to the middle of the floor where he's guarded by Carson Pringer. Nice cut down low, catching it, shot off the glass and good by Bodie Abraham. Cuts to the bucket, they found him, bullet pass, he finishes, he's got 14 in the basketball game. 2:08 left to go in the third. The lead is 8 for the Falcons at 42-34. Bounce pass to Northweather and diving to knock it out of bounds. Bodie Abraham for the Buffalo Bison, and the Blair Oaks Falcons will call a timeout. 2:02 left to go in the third. Blair Oaks 42, Buffalo 34. And Falcons basketball on KWOS returns after this 30-second timeout.
The best doctors have patients. You're thinking, thanks, Captain Obvious, but I'm talking about patients with a C. If you go to your doctor with an uncommon problem, you want to know they're not going to get frustrated, throw up their hands, and give up. That's why Frosty's Auto Clinic is still going strong after 25 years. Whether the issue with your car is common or uncommon, Jefferson City residents know at Frosty's Auto Clinic the doctor is in, and he has the patience, with a C, to hang in there until the problem is fixed. Find Frosty's on Facebook.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. 2:02 left to go in the third. Blair Oaks 42, Buffalo 34. Updated score from Waynesville.
Yes, the news is not good for the Jeff City Jays towards the end of the third quarter. Waynesville 41, Jefferson City 20.
Winner of that basketball game gets the winner of tonight's contest between Nixa and Springfield Kickapoo in the state quarterfinals in Class 6 on Friday night. The winner of this basketball game meets the winner of the contest tonight between Ava and East Newton in the Class 4 state quarterfinals Friday night. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 o'clock. Jake Closher to inbound it as we return to action with 2:02 left to go in the third. Inbounds it to Cushion, who gives it right back to Closher. He circles and comes up between the circles as he works against Smith. Now to Cushion. Abraham with the defense gets around. Abraham lobs it down. Caught by Northweather. No good with the first. Got it back. Banks it home. Draws the foul and a chance for a three-point play. The lob, the first shot, circled the iron. No good. Northweather stuck with it. Got his own rebound. Banked it home. Miller picks up the foul. And it's a chance for a three-point play and an opportunity for Luke Northweather to get to number 20 in the ball game as Miller picks up his third foul in the contest.
Huge play, huge possession by the Falcons. No question coming to that timeout. They wanted to make sure Luke got the basketball down low. As you mentioned, missed the first shot. What a great aggressive hustle play by Luke to get that three-point play.
Foul shot is good. 20 in the basketball game for Luke Northweather.
Now we see a defensive change. First time we've seen zone by the Blair Oaks Falcons, something we thought we might see. Try to take away that penetration.
Portis in the lane, jump stop. The leaner, no good off the rim. Rebound is grabbed by Quinn Cushion for Blair Oaks. Outlet to Closser. Looks inside, comes between the circles to Dylan Hare. Right sideline pass to Cushion. Up between the circles to Closser, tipped away by Smith. Smith starts back. Cuts around, gets it around his man, and then a whistle and a foul called. Nice move to get around Closser near half court. And then contact, and it'll be a foul on Quinn Cushion, his second in the basketball game.
Man, what a nice play again. We've talked about Smith all night. Just so solid. Good hands, got the deflection, got the loose ball.
Inbound against Smith. The Portis trying to get it back to Smith and stepping in front of the pass and stealing it is Luke Northweather down low. Off the turnover, Falcons back to the way. Northweather top of the key, goes to Cushion on the left sideline. One time on the floor with the dribble, up top to Pringer. They'll swing it around right side to Hare. Up to Closser, looks inside, goes to Cushion on the right sideline. 48 seconds left to go in the third. It goes in the left corner to Carson Pringer. Back up top to Cushion, swings it right side to Closser, dumps it down. Caught by Northweather against a triple team. Whistle and a foul will be called.
I like what Blair Oaks is doing, Kevin. Luke Northweather's at least going to get a touch on the offensive end. Going to what's been working. Certainly Luke, one of the better players in the state of Missouri, certainly in mid-Missouri. Full package. Making sure he's getting touches, and Luke connects on the first free throw. Sorry, Kevin.
He got 21 in the basketball game. Horenick picked up the foul, his third in the contest. Falcons by a dozen, make it 13 as he makes the second from the foul line. 22 for the 6'9 junior, 47-34 Falcons with a half a minute left to go in the third. With the basketball, the Buffalo Bison, three-point arc with it, Smith. Smith puts it on the floor with the left hand, comes between the circles. He'll reset the offense now for Buffalo here late in the third quarter, 47-34 Falcons by 13. Looking to advance to the state quarterfinals on Friday. Ober-Newferman gets it back to Smith. Smith on the right side, drives baseline. Gets some traffic, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Quinn Cushion with 6 seconds left. Outlet pass to Dylan Hare with three. Pull up long distance shot. Good at the buzzer. Hare pulled up. He had to shoot it quick. He did. He knocked it down. And that gives the Falcons a 16-point lead after three. Blair Oaks 50, Buffalo 34, and Falcons basketball on KWOS returns after this 1 minute timeout.
The Hawthorne Bank family has always been our financial foundation.
Customers share how Hawthorne Bank's Jeff Carr can offer peace of mind advice.
I had some interruption in my revenue cycle. I went from having a very panicked phone call to Jeff to about 5 minutes later being totally at ease.
I was very overwhelmed. He made the process so much easier. He kind of took that fear away.
Life happens. You just try to be the calm voice in good and bad.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hawthorne Bank.
Having more rock choices for your landscaping is fun. Feeling overwhelmed by so many choices is not so fun. Realizing you can try free samples at home? Now it's fun again. Capital Sand Company not only has the best selection, the best quality, and the best prices for landscaping rock anywhere, they'll even let you try it before you buy it. Find them on Facebook at Capital Sand Company or at CapitalSandCompany.com.
Capital Sand Company just makes sense.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
In the third quarter, the Blair Oaks Falcons outscore the Buffalo Bison 16-6. David, the lead 16 as we head to the fourth quarter.
2 points in the half-court offense by the Bisons that quarter. What a job defensively by the Falcons.
Cushion for three, top of the key, a little bit long off the back of the iron. Rebound to Ober-Neuferman, and he gets it to Smith. Smith in the lane, kicks it to the corner, tried to get it to Abraham. It's intercepted by Clauser. Outlet pass. Here comes Cushion, one-on-one against Portis. Off-balance shot is no good. Whistle and contact. Jaron Smith, excuse me, with the defense, and Smith will be the one that picks up the foul, and it will send Quinn Cushion to the line. Team foul number five on the Buffalo Bison.
You know, Kevin, this defense by the Falcons, again, has led to transition points as we see Quinn Cushion at the free throw line right now, but also in that third quarter, they made a point, they as in the coaching staff, to make sure that number 45, Mr. Luke Northweather, was extremely involved in the half court.
Northweather had an 11-point third quarter, David. He scored 11 of their 16 points.
Got most of them in the paint, Kevin, and utilizing their strength. Again, some great assists, teammates finding him, and Luke doing what he does, finishing strong.
Smith with a dump out to Jaron Smith. Double team, gets it up to Jamin Smith. Left side, three is away and no good. Shot taken by Bodie Abraham. Rebound, and tying one another up was Jaron Smith along with Luke Northweather. Alternate possession, it will stay with Buffalo. At the other end just a moment ago, Quinn Cushion made one or two from the foul line. That second one dropping gets him in double figures tonight with 10. The lead is 17 at 51-34. Abraham baseline gets around Northweather. Double pump fake off the glass. No good. It spins off the iron. But contact and a foul will be called. And Bodie Abraham will go to the line. Good quick move on the baseline. And the foul will be the first in the contest against Carson Pringer. Team foul number three on the Falcons here in the second half.
And that's what the Falcons did the third quarter. They kept them in front that time. Poor rotation on the backside of that zone and couldn't get over there quite quick enough. But, again, getting this 17-point lead, that defensive backing off a little bit, not so much pressure on the ball, and keeping these Bisons in front of you has been really effective here in the second half.
Both missed from the foul line by Bodie Abraham. A whistle and a foul is called on the rebound, and they're going to call this against Luke Northweather. And that's his first in the basketball game. Team foul number four against the Blair Oaks Falcons. Called on the floor. Hrenek will check out of the basketball game. Dominic Miller will check back in for the Buffalo Bison. All right, inbounding it back to the basket was one of the Falcons. Inbounding it off their back was Smith. He got the loose basketballs. He stepped in bounds on the pass play, and he laid it up and in. Eight in the basketball game for Jamin Smith. So, again, I think it might have been Northweather with his back to the baseline.
Yep.
And Smith threw it off of his back, got it as he came in bounds, turned and laid it up and in.
What a great heads-up play. You know, Kevin, this game, you know, Blair Oaks first quarter 7-2, 10-0 run. Buffalo works their way back in the game. Blair Oaks gets away from them in the third quarter. Buffalo a couple nice offensive possessions. Here we are with a 15-point lead, 6 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Can Blair Oaks continue to maintain this lead and or see if they can build on it? And what's Buffalo going to do? Try to cut into this deficit.
Pringer to Cushion to Closer on the left sideline in the left corner to Hare up top to Pringer. Smith with the defense. Feeds it in the corner. Pringer does to Hare. He'll bring it up to Closer between the circles. We're down to 6:13 left to go in the ball game. Hare had it stolen away by Jaron Smith. He starts back the other way, and he has the ball stripped as he tries to go and cut to his left. Dylan Hare with the reach-in foul. So the steal by Jaron Smith, and at the other end, the foul will be called against Hare. That'll be his first in the basketball game. Team foul number 5 on the Blair Oaks Falcons. Timeout on the floor. Buffalo takes the timeout with 6:07 left to go in regulation. It's the Blair Oaks Falcons 51, the Buffalo Bison 36, and Falcons basketball on KWOS returns after this 30-second timeout.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what's possible, to support ideas of all shapes and businesses of all sizes, to bring the power of banking to your doorstep and in the palm of your hand with online tools to keep your cash flow in line, turning lines of credit into lines of customers. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood and Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making decisions locally.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to the Falcon Athletic Complex. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. Updated score?
End of the third quarter. It is Waynesville 45, Jefferson City 31 after three. 45-31 after three.
Inbounding it left of the bucket will be Buffalo with 6:07 left to go in the contest. Pulling the trigger will be Smith. Still has it. Lobs it up top. Tipped away. And ball still loose. Tipped up in the air. And trying to bat it forward was Northweather. Ober Neuferman picked up the loose basketball. So Buffalo has it. Bodie Abraham, crossover dribble to the foul line, comes down the lane, shot is away, spins out off the window. Tip follow, no good. Abraham then gets the loose basketball, lays it up and in. Tip was no good. He was right there to get the rebound off the glass. And Bodie Abraham with 16 points in the basketball game. 51-38 Falcons. Quinn Cushion gets it to Hare. Back up top to Pringer. He'll come down the lane. Finger roll. Rolls off the back of the rim. No good. Ober Neuferman with the rebound. He starts back for the Buffalo Bison. Gets it to Miller. Back to Ober Neuferman. Top of the key. Dumps it down. Whistle traveling is called on Pierce. Ober Neuferman.
Boy, Blair Oaks got a break there, Kevin. Blair Oaks defensively was broken down out of position. That was probably going to lead to a layup. Good break that time by the Falcons. Buffalo, kind of a unique defense, so they have two players guarding Luke, and they are guarding the other three players, and they're leaving. Now they've kind of picked up man-to-man, so now they're straight man-to-man, but we've seen some different defensive looks by the Bisons here in the fourth quarter.
Off the dribble, Closer trying to throw it cross-court, threw it away, tried to get it to Zach Harrigan. Man-to-man pressured by Buffalo creates a turnover, and they've got it back with 5:08 left to go in the basketball game. 13-point lead for the Falcons at 51-38.
A lot of basketball left to be played, Kevin.
Smith top of the key with the basketball. Feeds it in the corner over Neuferman. Bounce pass to Smith, top of the key. To Bodie Abraham. He drives baseline against a triple team. Whistle and a foul. That'll be team foul number 6 on the Blair Oaks Falcons. Stops the clock with 4:55 left.
Yep, that's, again, we're kind of in a situation where the entire game, every quarter, Blair Oaks has been able to kind of get away a little bit, and these Bisons from Buffalo always find a way to get back in it, and they are again here
Smith,
in the fourth quarter.
Smith inbounded. Ober Neuferman missed the three. Underneath the basket, getting the loose basketball, laying it up and in was Jamin Smith. He's got 10 in the basketball game, 51-40 in favor of the Falcons. Luke Northweather, left-hand dribble, comes in, leans, puts it off the glass. Good, counted in a foul. He took it at the three-point arc, came in on the dribble to the right wing, cut to the left, came on down the lane, contact. He kisses it off the glass. The foul called on Dominic Miller, his fourth. And a chance for a three-point play, 24 tonight for Luke Northweather.
That's exactly what you expect out of these Blair Oaks Falcons. Need a bucket? Go to the bucket, get her. Nice move. Nice finish to a three-point play by Luke Northweather.
He's got 25, but it's a 14-point lead now to 54-40. Smith, top of the key for Buffalo. Lobs it, tipped up in the air, stolen away. Tried to get it to Obernuferman. It's intercepted by Quinn Cushion, other end of the floor. One-on-one against Smith. Pulls it up off the glass and hits it. Back the other way, Jaron Smith with the running one-hander. It's no good. Batted out of bounds. It'll stay with Buffalo. Last touch by the Blair Oaks Falcons. Boy, what a nice move by Quinn Cushion. Good defense by Smith. Better job off the dribble, off the glass, and down for Quinn Cushion, who has a dozen in the ballgame.
Gets him into double figures. That's great. I agree, Kevin. Beautiful drive.
They dump it down to Miller. Back up top to Smith. 56-40. Smith in the lane. Shot blocked on the way up. He cut to his left to get around Bryson Jeffries. Sliding across the key from the left side to the right side to help out was Luke Northweather. Smith releases the ball, and Luke Northweather slaps it out of bounds. They get into Jaron Smith. The inbounds play. Lays it up and in. He's got four in the basketball game. Boy, they've done a nice job on some inbounds plays tonight, David.
Great execution.
Crosser on the drive. Left side, it's no good. Rebound is picked up by Buffalo. They start back. Smith in the lane. Between two, shot is no good. Tipped up, no good. Luke Northweather gets the rebound. Ball slapped out of his hands. Smith trying to get it to Jaron Smith. It's tipped away. Bryson Jeffries, baseball pass, front court, and he gets it to from Quinn Cushion to Northweather. The baseball pass in the backcourt. Bryson Jeffries, front court to Quinn Cushion, lobbed it into Northweather, and then Northweather was fouled, went to the floor hard, and the officials are conferring as to whether or not that'll be an intentional foul, David.
This will be interesting, Kevin. Coach Ryan Fick, deservedly so, pretty animated, upset. I mean, Kevin, Luke took, he's okay, thank goodness, but he took a really difficult fall. Looks like it's just going to be a common foul. Is that right?
Yep. 1-on-1. And Bodie Abraham will pick up his third. Ryan Fick not happy with the call. Luke Northweather will be at the line on the 1-on-1. 56-42 Falcons with 3:34 left to go in the basketball game. Bodie Abraham went over and said something to Luke Northweather and shook his hand. As it was his contact.
Great sportsmanship.
Yep.
Love that.
And the front end of the 1-on-1 is good.
So after all that, a little bit of a minute or so break. Back to action. 3:34, Kevin. 57-42 Falcons.
And Luke Northweather has one more left. It's on the way, and it's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Dominic Miller for Buffalo. Up in the front court to Obernuferman. Gets it to Abraham for three in the corner. Pinball's out. Rebound grab by Bryson Jeffries. Outlet pass to Carson Pringer. Pringer puts on the brakes as he crosses half court. Gets it to Clauser, middle of the floor. Over to Cushion, the right hash mark. 3:15 left to go in the basketball game. Cushion, right wing, dumps it down. Northweather catches, turns, puts it up off the glass. Good, count it. And a late reach-in foul will be called on Jaron Smith. And a chance for another three-point play for Luke Northweather, who is quickly approaching 30 points in the basketball game. He's got 28 with 3:12 left.
How about the pass by Quinn Cushion? Again, we talk about experience. We talk about bucket getters. We talk about guys making plays. Quinn Cushion to Luke Northweather. Been saying that for a couple of years, Kevin. Great play.
Foul shot made by Northweather. Pinball three, no good by Obernuferman for Buffalo at the other end. With the foul shot, 29 tonight for Luke Northweather. 18-point lead for the Falcons here late, under three to play. 60-42 Falcons looking to advance to the state quarterfinals on Friday night. They lob it left side, caught by Clauser, dumps it down. Northweather backs in, kicks it out. Quinn Cushion left corner for three. Good.
How big is that? How big is that? Quinn Cushion, nice pass. Inside out by the Falcons. Quinn Cushion, feet set, drills a three.
Now a tip steal. Cushion, bounce pass, Clauser lays it up and in. Ball was tipped up in the air by Clauser, grabbed by Jeffries, lead pass to Cushion. Cushion in the front court coming down the left side, a bounce pass off the dribble to Clauser, led him perfectly, caught it, laid it up and in for the bucket. 65-42 Falcons with just 2:21 left to go in the basketball game.
You're talking about some of the experience from these Falcons stepping up, players being players. Quinn Cushion, Eric Northweather, unbelievable second half. Not only by those two, but this entire Falcon team, Kevin. It just seemed like it was just only a couple of minutes ago, we had a 9-point game, and now we're looking at a 22-point deficit by the Bisons. Again, these Falcons here in the second half have really turned it up. Outstanding so far, 2:21 remain. Second half by these Falcons.
Bodie Abraham made the first, missed the second, rebound to the Falcons, and 2:13 remains in the basketball game. 65-43, they dump it down to Northweather. Backs in, spins right, banks it home. Hit, set up deep in the block, and they got it down, backed in, pivoted, banked it home, and now a steal. Closer back the other way, 67-43, Falcons gets it to Quinn Cushion. Cushion down the lane, puts it up off the glass, finger roll good. Nope, they're going to say no good. And there's going to be a foul called against the Falcons, I believe, Eric Northweather.
Yep, he was sealing. Nice drive by Quinn Cushion, though.
Yeah.
There's a reason. He was wide open. Eric Northweather had a good job posting up, and evidently a little bit too much.
1:55 left to go in the basketball game. Officials are going to confer at half court. 67-43 in favor of the Falcons. Falcons had the lead after 1 of 1 at 16-15, led by 6 at the half, and led by 16 after 3, lead by 24 right now, less than 2 minutes to play. Pass to Bodie Abraham on the baseline, stepped out of bounds. Let's check that. Jaron Smith in the corner. Got a pass right next to him. It kind of hit him in the chin, kind of popped up, and he stepped back and ruled out of bounds, and so the Falcons are back the other way. Closer across the timeline with a basketball. Left-hand dribble, feeds it behind him, and Cushion takes over between the circles, works against Bodie Abraham with a minute and a half left to go. Gets around him, goes to the bucket off the glass on the drive, and it's good. 17 now for Quinn Cushion. 69-43 Falcons. Smith, long-distance three, pull-up off the iron, no good. Luke Northweather with a rebound. Outlet to Closer with 1:12 left to go in the basketball game. Timeout will be taken by the Blair Oaks Falcons. 1:11 left to go in this one. It's the Blair Oaks Falcons 69, the Buffalo Bison 43, and more basketball from the Falcon Athletic Complex in 30 seconds.
Trying to find a local restaurant with good fried chicken can be like trying to sink a basket from half court. You cross your fingers and hope for the best. Fortunately, there's Nick's Family Restaurant, featuring family-style food and seriously the best fried chicken in Jeff City. Check out their Facebook page to see what people are ordering and saying. Open Sunday through Friday for lunch and dinner. Introduce your family to their family at Nick's Family Restaurant, Village Square on East McCarty in Jeff City.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back. 1:10 left to go in our basketball game. It's the Blair Oaks Falcons, 69, the Buffalo Bison, 43. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. Class 4 sectional basketball action from Wardsville tonight. Falcons with it, under a minute left to play. Between the circles. Have a number of players out there on the floor as the starters have left the floor tonight for the Blair Oaks Falcons. So leaving with 31 points to lead the way is Luke Northweather for the Blair Oaks Falcons. With the basketball, it is Dylan Hare. Gets it over to Zach Henry. Henry between the circles of the basketball. Gets it to Hare at the hash mark with 25 seconds left to go in the contest. Also out there is Zach Harrigan. Also out on the floor is Braden Lehman. And also out there is Justin Backus. With the basketball, that is Lehman between the circles. We're down to 12 seconds left to go in the contest. Ball tipped away, gets it back, loses the handle, and over and back is called against the Blair Oaks Falcons with 8 seconds left to go in the ball game. So the Bison will inbound it with 8 ticks left on the clock, and Riley Phillips will inbound it. Gets it in, and that is Schwanke. Back up top, a three is away, and good at the buzzer by Cameron Portis. And that's the final points in the basketball game. Portis's three gives the Buffalo Bison 46, but it's a 23-point win tonight for the Blair Oaks Falcons as they advance to the Class 4 state quarterfinals. Your final score, it is Blair Oaks 69, the Buffalo Bison 46. And Falcons basketball on KWOS returns after this 30-second timeout.
Debit. Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here goes.
Oh! Happens every time!
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back to the Falcon Athletic Complex. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox on Saturday winning the district title in Owensville. The Blair Oaks Falcons outscored the St. James Tigers 33-11 in the second half to win the basketball game 61-29. Here this evening in the second half, it's the Blair Oaks Falcons outscoring the Buffalo Bison, David, 35-18 to win the basketball game by 23.
The score doesn't indicate how close this basketball game was. This also was a, in my opinion, Kevin, a great game for the Falcons. They came up against a very well-coached, very prepared Buffalo Bison team that gave them something that they really hadn't seen, you know, which is the five-guard out, the penetration. I think Coach Fick, his staff, and his kids at halftime backing off the pressure a little bit, taking away those driving lanes we talked about in the third quarter. Buffalo only scored 2 points in their half-court offense, got 4 points in transition, but really you look at a point in time in this game, I think that was the difference. On the other end, they went to Luke Northrother, and Luke had, as you mentioned, 11 in the third quarter, created that separation. Big win, obviously, survive in advance, all of those things definitely are in play, and what a great second half performance by the Blair Oaks Falcons.
Well, Luke Northrother had 20 points in the second half. He ends the basketball game with 31.
And again, you know, we say that, and there's no question. Unbelievable talent, but the presence of mind, this basketball team, to share the basketball and take it, you know, getting him good movement, great passes, scoring in transition. I also think this, Quinn Cushion had a fantastic second half and scored in bunches, hit a couple big threes, and, you know, this is a time of year where, you know, confidence is something really important, and you're seeing a really confident, very well-coached Blair Oaks Falcons team that going to be traveling or here someplace on Friday night.
Quinn Cushion had 7 in the first half, 10 in the second half, ends the basketball game with 17 as the Falcons had 2 players in double figures tonight. First of all, let's go back to the individual scoring by quarter. The Blair Oaks Falcons outscored Buffalo 16-15 in the first quarter, outscored them 18-13 in the second quarter. The lead 6 at the half for the Blair Oaks Falcons at 34-28. 16-6, Blair Oaks outscored Buffalo in the third quarter and led 50-34 after 3. And then 19-12, the Falcons outscored Buffalo in the fourth quarter to win the ball game by 23, 69-46. Individual scoring, we've already talked about it, but the two in double figures for the Blair Oaks Falcons tonight, 31 points for Luke Northrother. He had 8 in the first quarter, 3 more in the second, so he had 11 in the first half, had 11 in the third quarter, 9 in the fourth quarter. He ends the ball game with 31. Quinn Cushion in double figures with 17, had 7 in the first half, had 8 in the fourth quarter as he finishes with 17. And then there were 3 basketball players tonight for the Blair Oaks Falcons who finished with 7 in the contest. They are Jake Closser, Dylan Hare, and Zach Harrigan. So Hare and Harrigan coming off the bench to contribute 14 points on the score sheet.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, that's at this time of year, any time of year, it's critical. Role players, and again, we know about Quinn Cushing and Luke Northrother, but to be able to get some other guys. The other thing, too, is how they got it. Again, Blair Oaks, their defense really creates offense. Just whether it's Luke blocking shots or rebounding, they do such a great job in transition. And a lot of those points you mentioned, those 14 for those two players, came from great defensive stops and leading into some easy buckets in transition.
For the Buffalo Bison, they had 2 players in double figures tonight. Leading the way was Bodie Abraham. He finishes with 17 points. Jamin Smith had 10. And then 5 in the basketball game for Pierce Obernuferman. Also 5 in the basketball game tonight for Dominic Miller. Jaron Smith had 4. 3 tonight for Cameron Portis. 2 tonight for Joseph Horenick. Once again, your top 2 in double figures tonight for Buffalo. Abraham with 17. Smith had 10. Falcons advance to the state quarterfinals on Friday with a 69-46 victory over the Buffalo Bison. We're back to wrap up our broadcast after this timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
This is Blair Oaks Basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back to the Falcon Athletic Complex. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. A couple of other scores to pass along. One in Class 4, one in Class 6. David?
Yeah, let's start with Class 6. Look at Jeff City Jays have tightened this game up in Waynesville with 2:38 to go in the game. Waynesville 53, Jeff City 46. So a seven-point game. Plenty of time left in that game. And Father Tolton at Montgomery County tonight with a big win, Kevin, 67-36. Father Tolton, 67. Montgomery County, 36.
Jay's making a comeback. At one point in time, we had a score that had him down by 21 in the basketball game.
That's correct. So hopefully got enough from Tank. Get that thing tied even tighter. We'll see.
All right. Class 4 state quarterfinals for the Blair Oaks Falcons on Friday night. They will meet either Ava or East Newton. East Newton at 25-2. I think Ava is at 23-5. So don't know at this point in time where the Falcons will be for that state quarterfinal game, as we don't have a score for Ava or East Newton right now in their sectional basketball game tonight, which is being played, I believe, in Ava. 23-point victory tonight for the Blair Oaks Falcons. Again, 31 points for Luke Northweather, 17 for Quinn Cushion. Some final thoughts from Coach Fox.
You know, this was, again, I think a great test for Blair Oaks. The score probably doesn't indicate how close this basketball game was. When you get into postseason play and you got two teams that don't play each other, you made the comment, maybe have never played each other, different styles, different philosophies, but everybody's trying to win. Everybody's trying to advance, and Blair Oaks saw some different things tonight from Buffalo. Again, I thought Buffalo, very well-coached team, point guard, I thought was tremendous, and I don't know if they ever created problems. I don't know that Buffalo ever had the lead. But, you know, with the pace of the game, which they tried to slow down a little bit, Blair Oaks was able to do enough, see that, made some fantastic adjustments at halftime, great third quarter, better fourth quarter, and come away with a significant win tonight, which is exactly what Coach Fix and Falcon Nation was looking for.
As we mentioned, 35-18, the Falcons outscoring the Bison in the second half to win this basketball game tonight by 23. 69-46, as you mentioned just a moment ago. The only lead in the basketball game for Buffalo was the opening possession of the ball game. The Falcons got the opening tip, and then a steal by the Buffalo Bison and a layup from Smith gave them a 2-0 lead, and then the Falcons went on a 7-0 run, never trailed for the rest of this basketball game, and winning by 23. And again, undefeated here at home. They're tough to beat everywhere, but I mean, they're really tough to beat at home, and they're undefeated on the season, I think now 10-0 on the year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I guess that game Friday night is going to be on the road. Do we even know? I mean, everything's so, you know.
Yeah, I don't, you know,
I need to talk to the professor of the postseason on that.
I think if Ava wins that basketball game tonight between Ava and East Newton, I think Ava would come here.
Okay.
I think if East Newton wins that basketball game, I think it's a trip for the Blair Oaks Falcons to East Newton High School, which is located in Granby, Missouri, which is south of Neosho.
Gotcha. So will we be flying down there, Kevin?
It's a four-hour trip, I know that.
Will we be flying down there?
That I do not know.
Nonetheless, we know that the Blair Oaks Falcons will be playing on Friday night with an opportunity for a return trip to Springfield, Missouri in the Final Four. That sounds awesome.
Yep. Once again, your final score tonight from the Falcon Athletic Complex in the state sectionals, it's the Blair Oaks Falcons 69, the Buffalo Bison 46. For David Fox, this is Kevin Kelly. We'll see you next time when the round ball hits the hardwood floor on KWOS.
104.5 KWOS High School Basketball. Join us all season long with Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, and the Falcons on 104.5 KWOS High School Basketball, brought to you by Jefferson Bank and Mid-America Bank. Keep it here all season long. High school basketball on 104.5 KWOS.